Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Edward O'Brien. Missoula's mayor says he's glad a judge agrees with the city that public ownership of the local water utility is better than private ownership. But John Engen says there's still a lot of work to do, not the least of which is determining a fair price for Mountain Water Company.
And we will do so with humility and diligence.
District Judge Karen Townsend ruled this week the city of Missoula did prove its plan for a city-owned water system is more necessary than its current use as a private for-profit enterprise. Mountain Water is currently owned by global equity firm The Carlyle Group. Carlyle rejected the city's previous offers to buy the utility for $65 million and $50 million. The company has suggested Mountain Water is worth up to $126 million. Natasha Jones is part of the legal team representing the city of Missoula in this case. Jones describes the order as thorough and well-reasoned. She adds she was particularly pleased, Townsend noted,
that the priorities of a municipality do not change over time. They don't change with investors, with markets, with profit motivations. And I think that to me was a very important part of her order.
Carlyle now has 30 days to present to Missoula what it believes to be just compensation, a price tag for Mountain Water. The city then has 20 days to respond. If no agreement can be hashed out after those 50 total days, a three-member panel is appointed to help reach a negotiated settlement. Mayor Engen.
The door is open. If Carlyle would like to negotiate a purchase, we're happy to have that conversation. But in the meantime, we're going to continue to do what the court has set in motion here, and that is pursue acquisition through condemnation.
Engen offered these words of assurance to Mountain Water employees, quote, "These are people we want working for the city of Missoula."
And we also believe, based on what we know about what they're paid, that we can pay them what they're getting paid today. We've made a commitment to doing our best to make these folks whole and to keep them employed. And that's a promise that I made a long time ago, and I've continued to deliver it. And in fact, I delivered it under oath in district court in Missoula, Montana.
Mountain Water President John Kappas declined our request for a taped interview, but did provide this written comment, quote, "We obviously disagree with the ruling of the court. We'll review the decision and then proceed to take the next steps to exercise our constitutional rights as private property owners in Montana. In the meantime, we'll continue to provide our customers with high-quality water service as we have for over 130 years. Mountain Water's parent company, the Carlyle Group, hasn't said whether they'll appeal the ruling, and they declined our request for comment for this story. Missoula Mayor Engen says the city continues developing and refining its plan for fixing Mountain Water's leaky underground pipes. He doesn't yet know what that could cost.
We have to know what we're paying for the system, right? So we have to understand what our debt service is in order to understand what our capital program looks like. So there are variables at play there.
This case so far has cost the city over $3 million in legal fees.
We will be able to roll this into the larger acquisition cost into the utility, so there should be no tax implication for anyone. Nor do we believe, based on our analysis, there should be a rate implication for ratepayers of the system.
Attorney Natasha Jones points out it will require tens of millions of dollars to fix the utility's leaky underground pipes.
The court specifically addressed the fact that it comes down to whether the fix comes at cost plus profit or just cost to our citizens.
Jones concedes Carlyle may choose to appeal, but is confident that Judge Townsend's ruling will, as she puts it, be well received by the Montana Supreme Court. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.